This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Risk is something that we try to avoid, but there are various types of risk. How can one decide what kind of risk to avoid, and where does fear come into all of this? Today's certified financial advisor Byron Moore explains how our fears affect dealing with risk. That's on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Fear is a funny thing. It often tricks us into exchanging one perceived problem for a much larger one. I don't know too many folks who break into a cold sweat when they get into a car to drive a few hours, but let that same person board an airplane, and they are much more likely to experience a heightened sense of fear, maybe even dread. Well, the National Safety Council estimates that your lifetime odds of dying in a car accident at about 1 in 100. For air travel, the lifetime odds are about 1 in 7,000. In an article on risk, USA Today observed that driving affords more personal control, making it feel safer. In addition, plane crashes are catastrophic, killing more people at once, which grabs more attention and makes people more sensitive to them. Car crashes happen every day and spread the loss over time, making their combined effects less noticeable. Well, fear causes us to lose our perspective about the risks in life. We magnify and obsess over some while ignoring and leaving ourselves completely vulnerable to others. That's true of planes and cars, as well as investing. In my opinion, one of the best reasons to employ a financial advisor is for that advisor to bring some balanced perspective into your life concerning the many financial risks that you face. The best tool to use to provide that perspective is a comprehensive financial plan. Think about the cars versus planes comparison. I've had a number of people say to me over the years, I don't want to participate in the stock market because I don't want to lose all my money. Lose all your money? Really? Do you know anyone that has lost all their money because of the stock market? Well, I do. Now, not many. But there are a few that I knew that were speculating on one or two red-hot.com stocks, and they put all their money into one dot-com-era stock when they were feeling invincible. But I honestly don't know anyone who has lost all their money in the stock or bond market who had a reasonably diversified portfolio. Now, listen closely. That isn't to say that it has never happened to anyone in history. If you were a German citizen investing in the stock market during World War II, you lost it all. That's the only example of recent history that comes to mind. There may be others, but they would be similarly remote. On the other hand, do you know anyone who ended up with no money because they got to retirement, underestimated how much they would need, failed to save and invest adequately to prepare, and as a result, spent all their money during retirement only to find that they outlived their money? I can think of a long list of those. One risk is catastrophic and yet remote. The other is chronic and spread out over time over a large number of people, but it's more common than anyone wants to admit. So don't let your motivations for investing in one thing versus another be purely fear-based. That's because a focus on one set of fears, like market volatility, may cause you to totally ignore others, such as adequately diversifying your sources of retirement income. Stop trying to avoid risk altogether. That would be impossible in this world. Work with your advisor to make a plan to manage risk. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.